ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Environmental and Indigenous groups have some major concerns about their government's new offshore gas bill. Despite amendments by the government, they say it still bypasses proper environmental scrutiny and consultation. The Greens and the crossbench have been trying to delay a vote on the bill, which already, it seems, has the support from the coalition. Adam Band is the leader of the Greens. He joins me now from our Parliament House studio. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
We'll come to the gas bill in a moment. I just want to start with the NDIS meeting that happened with state premiers last night. They are calling for legislation on this scheme to be delayed. That legislation would put greater costs on the states to avoid the scheme blowing out in the budget. What do you make of this latest intervention?
Look, I think the state leaders are right to be concerned. Federal Labor's cutting over $70 billion from the NDIS over the decade. They're saying
they're lowering the growth, aren't they?
Well, it's $74 billion, an estimated $74 billion less than is expected to be spent on it that Labor's spending. I think in any other one's language, that would be a cut to projected spending. And what they're doing is they're saying that they're expecting states to pick up part of the tab. Now, they're saying that in some respects, there could be some services that are delivered, say, within schools, within existing schools, rather than through the NDIS. And now, of course, the idea of investing more in schools so that, like, to help end segregation for disabled people is a good idea. But our schools are already woefully underfunded, and most of them are not meeting the existing schooling resource standard. And without a significant injection of funds into the school system and also within to NDIS, you are going to see these systems stretched. And we do have to have a discussion in this country about how we're going to secure our revenue base, start making the big corporations pay their fair share of tax, and then we can properly fund schools and properly fund the NDIS. But as it stands at the moment, and what is happening is Federal Labor is saying there'll be an estimated $74 billion less available. They're also not promising to lift public schools up to the school resource standard. And that's why you're seeing now some of the state governments say, well, hang on, this is just going to lead to lower services for disabled people and for school students.
Do you think some of this comes back to the GST carve-up? Because states like Victoria and New South Wales, they're not happy about that. They haven't fared well. Is it fair that they should pay more for disability support when they claim they're getting a bad deal on GST funding?
Well, the big problem in this country is we've got big corporations making massive profits off the back of pushing up prices for everyday people. And in many instances, they pay next to no tax. In one year, for example, David, 27 big gas corporations bought in over $70 billion of income and paid no tax on it. And you've got big gas giants like Santos that most years pay no tax. And meanwhile, prices are going up for everything. Profiteering and price gouging is going through the roof, but we're not making them pay tax. And under the gas tax, you know, the Labor's raising more money from HECS debts from students than they are from the gas tax from these massive gas giants.
Let's go
in that money and you can start to fund these kind of services.
Let's go to gas and the government's offshore gas bill. Labor says their amendment will require offshore projects to have approval from both the Environment Minister and the Resources Minister. So the Environment Minister's being brought into that process. Is that enough to secure support from you?
No. This is Labor breaking an election promise. Labor promised to strengthen environment laws and give First Nations people a voice, and instead they're doing the opposite. Labor is doing a dirty deal with Peter Dutton's climate-denying Liberals to fast-track gas projects and weaken First Nations voices. This legislation allows big gas corporations to bypass key consultation requirements with First Nations owners and allows the Resources Minister to give them a big carve-out from existing laws as long as they get a tick-off from the Environment Minister as well.
So now, you would just see it as a tick-off. You wouldn't expect that the Environment Minister would intervene if there was something wrong going on?
Now, all these proposed amendments from the government do is say you've got to comply with the very weak environment legislation that they went to election promising to strengthen. We've got consultation requirements that were put in place by Tony Abbott that now Labor is saying are too onerous. And what's happened is that some First Nations owners have taken some of these gas giants to court and have said, you don't have our permission to drill in our sea country. It's going to pollute our environment and it's going to wreck our cultural heritage. They've won in the court where the courts have said these very workable provisions give First Nations people rights. Santos, the big gas corporation, said, well, no, look, hang on, this is getting in our way of making massive profits. We want you to change the rules. Santos said jump and Labor said how high. And I think it's astounding that the first action for First Nations people after the referendum is Labor working with Peter Dutton to weaken First Nations consultation rights. And Labor is now working with Liberals to fast-track gas projects in the middle of a climate crisis. I mean, Labor are climate con artists. They say that they want to cut emissions one day, and then they turn up to Parliament the next and work with Peter Dutton and pass laws to fast-track climate-destroying gas projects.
On emissions, the government's also likely to make some changes to wind back its fuel efficiency standards before that goes to a vote in Parliament. If the government does a deal with the coalition on gas, there'll be nothing you can do to stop that. But would you refuse to back the government on vehicle emissions standards in that case?
Look, we'd like to see tougher vehicle emissions standards so that we make electric cars cheaper and get more of them on the road quicker. We want to see a target, for example, in 2030 where you're only buying electric or zero emissions vehicles. We've made an offer to Labor that nonetheless we would pass the legislation that they've announced up to date. If they weaken it, then we're going to have to reconsider our position. But we've said to Labor, we'll pass your legislation even though we'd like it to go further. But you've got to drop
this. That's a very different position to a few weeks ago, isn't it? When you very firmly threatened the government that if it did a deal on gas, on offshore gas with the coalition, you wouldn't back the fuel assistance.
No, that's what I was about to say. We offered to Labor, we'll pass your legislation even though we'd like it to go further, but you've got to drop this fast-track gas deal with the coalition.
So it's contingent on
one
that.
Even one gas mine that's approved under these fast-track proposals wipes out all the gains, all the climate gains from the electric vehicle policy. Just the Barossa project alone, approve that, and it's the equivalent of ripping solar panels off 4 million roofs, and it wipes out all the gains from the electric vehicle policy.
Just seeking a clear answer. So if the government does a deal on gas, you won't back them on fuel efficiency standards?
Well, we're saying to the government, they've got to choose who they want to work with on climate. If they want to work with us, we're prepared to pass their legislation. If they want to work with the climate deniers in Peter Dutton to lift pollution by fast-tracking gas projects in the middle of the climate crisis, then they can go and work with him for the rest of this year, including on their other legislation.
Now, yeah, that doesn't sound that doesn't sound like it. One is contingent on the other. It sounds like you'd be willing to pass the fuel efficiency standards even if they do a deal.
They're very connected. They're very connected. And we're saying to the government very, very clearly that if Labor presses ahead with their plan to open up these massive new climate bombs in the middle of a climate crisis, then we're going to reconsider our approach to the remainder of their legislation. Why should the Greens help Labor with legislation to cut pollution on Monday if Labor's going to turn around and work with Peter Dutton on Tuesday to lift pollution even more by opening new gas mines? Now, I mean, these are huge climate bombs, David. These are massive climate bombs that can, in many instances, in many of these big gas projects around the country, there's countries worth of pollution. Now, the UN and the International Energy Agency and the world scientists have all said very clearly, we're in a climate crisis. We're seeing temperatures soaring now. It's an era of global boiling, according to the Secretary General, and we can't open one single new coal, oil or gas project. I thought when we came to this parliament, we'd be having a discussion with Labor about how quickly we cut pollution and get out of coal and gas. I didn't imagine Labor would be working with the climate deniers in Peter Dutton to fast-track the opening of new gas projects by bypassing First Nations people and existing environment laws. So Labor needs to choose who they want to work with here.
Let's move to another issue. The government says it'll only move forward with the religious discrimination laws if it has bipartisan support. And a lot of these negotiations, well, all of them really are happening behind closed doors, out of view of the media and the public. Do you support this?
We want to know whether Labor's intending to keep its election promise. It went to the election very clearly, saying that it would protect people from discrimination, protect teachers and students from discrimination, while also taking steps to prevent religious victimisation. We want to know whether they're intending to keep their promise. We want to see legislation,
which we haven't seen yet. Have you been promised a briefing?
We're getting a briefing. Whether we'll see the legislation or not, I don't know. I think legislation should be released. But the primary question is, does the government intend to keep an election promise, or does Peter Dutton get a veto now over government election promises? Is there an asterisk on everything that Labor says, that it's Labor promises to do something, but only if Peter Dutton agrees? We want to see what the legislation is. We're prepared to work with the government on this. We want to see more protections for people in this country. But the starting point is, we're not yet clear whether Labor wants to keep the election commitment it made to people in this country.
You're not a big fan of secrecy, particularly when it's done by the government, and you've talked about the urgency and the need for transparency. Are you comfortable with this process, you know, being able to get a briefing when no one else out there in the public is getting one?
Look, I'd like to see the legislation. I think the government should just follow the usual process of saying, here's what we want to do and we're going to release legislation. I think that way everyone can have a look at it and everyone can comment on it. I think that would be the better way to go on this, especially given that we've now got a Law Reform Commission report that has offered a pathway forward. The Law Reform Commission was asked by Labor how to implement their election promise and they've come up with a proposal that's been publicly released. But again, I'll make the first point. Perhaps the reason that there's been some of this secrecy is that it's not clear whether Labor intends to keep its election commitment. And that's the first question. They've got to make it clear whether they're going to keep their promise.
Greens leader Adam Bandt, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
You are listening to RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.